004, Monday night, Siman Yud. I think I'll spice it up a little today because it's getting a little dry and boring, perhaps. So we'll spice it up with Bir Halacha, Gra, Reb Kiveger. Let's go, we'll see if we have time. Siman Yud Sif Ches. Siman Yud Sif Ches. Kapo. I don't know, it's a kind of a beggar. You look at the picture if you want. Here's the point. Shipsucha, it's opened. It has slits, it's open, it has four corners. Vinyan Shiesh Larba Kanfos. Okay, Kamo. Emikbu Uba Ashtraniga. Whatever that is, it's traps, buttons. It's some sort of clasp or buttons. So they'll put in it that. Why? La Sosa Kistuma. No, they could sew it up. That would certainly solve the problem. But they put in straps or buttons. And indeed, we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah what kind of clasp makes it kistuma now and what kind doesn't. But I'll call upon him. That's his purpose. La Sosa Kistuma, to close it up. Kedei Lefotra Mitzitzes, as we saw yesterday. It has to be Rov Pasuach most of the way up. So the Mechaber says, Ein Amol Tikun Zeh. Imlo tiye kvua mechatzi orko ulamato l'chalapachos. Of course, it only helps if it's most of the way down, going from the top most of the way down. That's rov sasum. But so that's pashut. Now comes the chiddush. Probably the point of the din is v'gam shetiye. Well, first of all, the point of the din also is that with straps or buttons or clasps, it could be called kistuma. You don't have to sew it up. I guess that's also a point that you learn out from this din. So first of all, it has to be rov. The gam shetiya kvua lamata meachogur. It can't be covered up by the belt. I guess that's the kind of beggar it was. The point being, laman yia harov hasosum rov hanirleinayim. It shouldn't look like a beggar that's mechuyev in tzitzis that he didn't put tzitzis on. The imlokein, otherwise, he also mishum maras ayin. The problem of maras ayin. So it has to be openly rov sosum. He's not wearing tzitzis on it. People see. So we'll see. We learn out a lot of things in this halacha. It's got an interesting halacha about maras ayin. Let's go through the Mishnah Berurah, and then I'll show you the points that are important here, that are specific to this halacha, chidushim. Chofches astringa hudavar hamachabetz dodi abekad achas halachas. There's a clasp or a button, something of the sort. La sosa kistuma, v'lochein ein la sos betalis cotton crossim l'mata mechetzio da'avi kasosim. You shouldn't put these types of buttons or clasp or whatever it is in a type of beged that's open. That doesn't mean a talis cotton, it means in that type of beged, because it indeed closes it up. And if you have tzitzis, it doesn't mean a talis cotton like we have a talis cotton. There's nothing to close up there. But it means, now that we've learned that these clasps or button, well, it's probably a clasp of sorts. We'll see in a moment. It makes it indeed kistuma, so you have to be careful if you have tzitzis in a beged not to put this in, because it'll make it kistuma, it'll be parted from tzitzis, and you'll be making a bracha. That's not desire, that's a bracha levatola. In other words, it's like really bent over. It's a clasp. It's not something that's easily in out, like a hook. A hook apparently would not make it kasasim. That's what I understand this to mean. I mean, there's pictures, but the ikar is the principle. It means it takes an effort. It takes like you're doing something specific to unclasp it, to undo it. A button in my mind would be a shayla. I would say a button is probably borderline, a gray area, whether that's called easy to undo or it takes an effort to undo. Probably it's called it takes an effort to undo. If you ask me about buttons, I would say it depends, push it in the das of the person making the buttons. If it's made to open and shut, then I would say it's kepasuach. And if it's made to keep closed, like you have some buttons on there, permanently, like a button on a sleeve, that's made to stay shut. So that would be kasasum. But if it's a button that's made to open and shut, like on the nature of the top button of your shirt, which many people keep open. So then I'm not sure if it would be kasasim. It's not meant to be there permanently. But the Mishnah Berurah is not talking about such a chilek. He's talking about the nature of the clasp. If it's like really bent over and it takes an effort to unhook it, so then it's kasasim. But if it's just like, think of a hook, like not bent over a lot, it's just a clasp, and it's easily taken out. So lo choshev chibur al yedei zeh. What Shabbos? That's not a shaila. It's not tearing. It's not shira. What? No. If it's at all made to open up at any time, it wouldn't be a shaila. Maris ha'ayin. Oh. So now, before we get to the Mishnah Berurah Maris ha'ayin, I wanted to spice things up a little. So, I want to tell you over a gra. And I want you to think what the point of the gra is. So we have here a din of Maris ha'ayin. So you say, okay, Maris ha'ayin. It's pretty common enough halakha. We've all heard of it. But so the gra says here an interesting point. The gra says on this halakha, bir agra, mishum Maris ha'ayin, k'mo yishakosuf toisus shom, like toisus ha'manacha says, u'beperek kol ha'basar, linyan talis she'ula achar shloshim. What are you talking about? That's the gra. That's the whole gra. So the Gra says, yeah, like Tosfos says in Menachos, a talus has to be yours to be mechuyev in tzitzis. This is the difference. So Tosfos says, if you borrow a talus, it's potter from tzitzis, but if you have it for 30 days or more, it's mechuyev midderabbanan in tzitzis, because it looks like it's yours. That's the Gra. So, okay, you don't know what I'm looking for. Obviously the Gra means, we throw around the words Maris ha'ayin, and sometimes it's not clear at all that there's a general rule of Maris ha'ayin that would automatically forbid things technically. It might not be a good idea. People will be choshed you for things, etc. But there is something called Maris ha'ayin, an official technical halachic status called Maris ha'ayin. So to me, the Gra is looking to prove that Chazal were choishish for Maris ha'ayin by tzitzis. Like he goes off into left field. He finds a Tosfos in Menachos that were choishish for Maris ha'ayin by tzitzis. Because that's the source. Here's a halacha class. Make sure people can see that it's sasim. Otherwise you can't wear it because of Maris ha'ayin. It looks like you're not wearing tzitzis on your beged. So the Gra brings down Tosfos in Menachos that a borrowed beged, you have to put on tzitzis 30 days, if you have it 30 days. So Tosfos says, because or else people will think, it's yours, it looks like yours, 30 days. So, like, why is this Gra, what is the Gra's point? Why is it necessary? So to me, it's very, like, he wanted to show that by tzitzis, Chazal were choshish from Maris ha'ayin. I don't know if you would just say this halacha in a vacuum. Okay. Kach nira li, if you have a different shot, you want to argue, fine. But that's what I think the Gra is really bringing out. He wanted to show a source that Chazal were choshish for Maris ha'ayin by tzitzis. Okay, now look at the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Lamed. The Holech Batalis Katan Tomid Tachas Begodov. If he always, it doesn't really mean Talis Katan. Again, he means this kind of beged. The Avkshu Holech Mishus Harabim Hu Behetzneya Yeshlomer De Loshayich Bezer Maris ha'ayin. Now let's look. He brings up from Rav Ki Veger. Now Rav Ki Veger makes two points here, and I think it's very interesting that the Mishnah Berurah does not bring down the first point. Vega brings down the following point. You might have heard of the din, a Gemara, that whenever something's also because of Maris ha'ayin, you can't do it in private either. Kol davar she'asu mishum Maris ha'ayin, you can't do it even b'chadrei chadarim. That's only true, there's a Morgan Avraham Hilcha Shabbos, that that's only true in an Issa D'Oraisa. In an Issa D'Rabbanon, then even when there's Maris ha'ayin, but you can do it privately. So Kedegar's first point on this halacha is that in a beged of meshi, according to the Mechaber at least, that a beged of meshi is only chayim and tzitzis mid'Rabbanon, so this din would not be b'chadrei chadarim. When you go in your home in private, this din wouldn't apply. The Mishnah Berurah, I don't know. The Mishnah Berurah remember Paskin to be machmir like the Mechaber, to wear a beged of tzemer in order to do Yechiyuv D'oraisa, to be machmir like the Mechaber. This would be being makel like the Mechaber. If you wore a beged meshi in private of this sort, and you ignored the Marasayan problem because it's Mechadri Hadorim, so couldn't the choice, you're going in a beged meshi, so you're going like the Mechaber Lekula. So that the Mishnah Berurah probably holds you have no right to do. He said you should go like the Mechaber Lechumra. Who said you're going like the Mechaber Lekula? Greg's whole point is that according to the Mechaber, you should know, let's remember that there's a Morgan Avraham in Hilchus Shabbos that says in the Nisa Derabbanon, the even Bechadvei Chadorim Isser is not so. So he points out that point. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring down that point because the Mishnah Berurah doesn't hold you could be maker like the Mechaber. Vega's second point is based on a Tosis in Shabbos also, and that the Mishnah Berurah brings down, that if something's always done behetzneya, by its very nature, it's something that's done behetzneya, then there's no Issa Marasayim. So it's still a chiddush with the Reb Kveger and the Mishnah Berurah Paskins. Because here you have a problem of Marasayim. And so what does Reb Kveger and the Mishnah Berurah say? If you always wear it under your begodim, even when you're walking outside, so then we can apply the Tosfos and Shabbos' rule that if the nature of the thing is always done b'chadrei chadorim, then there's no issur marasayim. And I guess it's a chiddush to say that if you do it, what?
Then it's in the b'risa?
Yeah, if it's always done b'etzneya.
Are those two rules accepted across the board? These two heteros?
It's accepted, yeah. It's an accepted pshat halacha that in the nisad rabbanan it's not also b'chadrei chadorim. And the other point is also accepted halacha. If it's something that's always done, I don't know how to apply the Mishnah Berurah. You have to be careful. The Mishnah Berurah, this case is more of a chiddush, because this case is saying even if I always wear it under my begodim, so I don't know. Like that's like a. You have to be careful. If you want to apply that, you have to ask a shaila if it applies. I don't know if it always applies. If you say, well, I'll always do it privately. I don't know if you can say that. But here it's a beged, I guess. Begodim are many times only worn on the begodim. So you could categorize it. But just because you could come up with a scenario, that doesn't make it mutter, I would imagine. It has to be a specific category. That's the nature of halacha. You know, if you can categorize it, so then it's cubbyhold. But just to say, okay, so I'll never do it publicly. I'll always do it privately. That's not mutter. But again, I'm fascinated by the Gruh, Rabosai. I'm fascinated by the Gruh. To me, I don't know what the Gruh's coming to say. Well, that's what I think he's coming to say anyway. Okay, Weiter, Tess. I can't answer Shilas. Shilas are afterwards. I know. Oh, other Shilas? I certainly wouldn't answer. I can't. We have to finish them. I'll answer you afterwards. Yeah, and you won't care afterwards. I'm going to find, sorry, 80% of the time, that's true. All I have to do is tell a person, call back, I can't talk to you now. 80% of the time, I'm free. It gets me off the hook. Literally, 80% of the time, they never call back. Now, you could say that's a reason never to tell them to call back. Could be. Sometimes I'm testing you out. Because you're interrupting me, whatever I'm doing. Now, I don't mind being interrupted. But sometimes it's a test to see how important it is. So I say, call back in 5 minutes. 80% of the time, they never call back. Which means, on the spur of the moment, they figure, hey, it's easy, let's call Rabbi Milanowitz. Which I don't want. I'm busy. I can't answer your phone calls that are done on a whim. So sometimes I'm testing the people. Spread the word. I'm more than happy to take all calls that are not a whim, that are relevant. That's what I'm here for. But, okay. The Daila Hakima Beremiza. But it's a statistic that's true. 80% of the time, they never call back. Hakanof, instead of eating treifus, and it's on my head, yeah. Hakanofayim tzorech sheyiyu merubos. For some reason, I'm not sure why, but there's an assumption, and it's really, it's a sifra, it's a din d'oraisa, that a beged means a straight angle, a corner. A corner means rounded is not a corner. I don't know why. It's learned out from a pasuk, but it's not an extra pasuk. It's learned out that it's in Sifri, and it's just the implication of the pasuk. Below this, below that, below round. So I don't know. Okay, below shiyu agulos. How round is round? Let's look in the Bir Halacha. First, let's go to the Mishnah Berurah. Lamed Aleph. Shiyu meribos dein eagle nikra kanof. It's not called a corner. Let's look at the Bir Halacha. Below shiyu agulos. Sorachiyun. Is this Nogea Yitzfilin also Rabosai? Ad kama nikra b'shem agulos. When is it called round? Dein svara lomar de mashahu. Shia agel chudo shal hakonof. Tipoter shuva beged mitzitzes. Like, the slightest amount, it's already not a perfect right angle. Below yehi odif ribua habeged mi ribua hamizbeach. You know, the mizbeach also has to be square. The kaimelon shom bezvochim, the ribua hamizbeach ma'akev. Afilu achi kaimelon, the nifkam hamizbeach pochos mitefach o kazayis, kosher. And the Bir Halacha assumes that that's also in the corner, which is a meridika assumption. But that's the assumption he makes. That's even in the corner. If it's nifgam, if it's missing less than a kazayas, less than a tefach, it's kosher. So how much is, he doesn't know. He says maybe the mizbeach is huge. So a small amount doesn't take away the ribua. But a beged is small, so he doesn't know. So I saw on this forum that Achrayinu bring down b'shem b'chazanish, that you go with how it looks. If an average person looking at it will say, yeah, that's square, that comes to a point, so that's good, and if an average person will say that's round, then it's no good. That's what the Chazon Ish said. You go with the way it looks. What? The Chazon Ish that I'm quoting is by Tzitzis. Tefillin will learn in the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha. It's a little more complex because it's Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai that it has to be. So maybe it's a little more complex. But I'll upon him for this Halacha to answer the Bir Halacha's question. When is it called round? So the Chazon Ish, it's brought down from the Chazon Ish. It's not written anywhere, because I saw it brought down from Maisa Bichlach, that he said how it looks, which is very mistaken, because most of the Torah is like that. Mitznefes Petura. Mitznefes, as you might know, if you know Yochum Ishmos, is basically a head covering, but it came down like a shawl. Are you allowed to say like the Arabs? You can say like the Arabs, why not? Use them for something good. Afilo Shel Artos Hamarov. I don't know where he lived. I could have said Arzos HaMizrach. And maybe in Marav it fell down more like a shul, almost like a, certainly like a scarf, almost like a shul. Sheshnei Roshel Mushlochem Al Kisfehem. The back, it actually went on the shoulders and it actually went down in the back. Vagufa. Davopishim Eskasa Barosh Verubo Potur. Why? Kivan Sheikra Lachasus HaRosh. The purpose of the Beged and the main function of the Beged is as a head covering. And that's potter because this ksuscha amarachmana below ksuscha rosh. Tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem will be learning about scarves and shawls, which are made to put around the neck. It's a slightly different issue. In this sif, we're talking about something that's primarily for the head. The pasuk says ksuscha below ksuscha rosh. And the chiddush of the mechaber is that even though bepoil it's worn, and apparently even commonly worn, and it covers even Rosh of Arubo, but the primary function of the beged is for Ksus HaRosh. Let's see, and therefore it's potter from tzitzis. Let's see Mishnah Berurah. Kivan she'ikara heichen lo mitchila. It's a little funny wording here. You have to read it. Kivan she'ikara heichen lo mitchila rak b'shvil kisui HaRosh. That's what he made it for. Again, I the grow, there's an interesting grow here. That was, some grow action. Hey, bring out like a fascinating tushto. One day we're going to sit and learn Shacharach just with grow. Like such, he brings down this. You might know a halacha by Kalayim. Moichrei ksus, moichrin kedarkon. Now there it's a regular ksus, which according to most we're showing them they're trying it on for size, whatever. So the Gra says he points to that as a source for this halacha, and he says Almo kiven de ein osi lahogein mitnei hachamo, which. Since he's not wearing it, lahogim ne'achama, like kareinim beit loy tilbash, so it's not called a levush. It's not megan. Hachanami loikrinon kisui haguf. The fact that it's just laying on the guf, but that's not its function. Its function is not to protect the guf. You see in Kol HaTorah Kula, if something happens to be doing something, if A happens to be performing a certain function, that doesn't necessarily give A the characteristic of something that performed that function. It has to be made l'shem kach many times. You see it a lot in Hilchos Tumah V'Taira. You see it really in Hilchos Shabbos. You see it just about virtually in Kol HaTorah Kula. Things have to be made and intended to be used for a certain purpose. Then they're imbued with that nature where you say, oh, that's what it is. But like I always say, you could sit on a table, that doesn't make it into a chair. You could sit on a table. You could extract that pleasure from a table, the pleasure of sitting. But that's not what its nature is. And you could write on a chair. Put a piece of paper down and write on it. But that's not what it is. So here also, it does cover the guf, even most of the guf, but that's not what it was made for, that's not what its purpose is, and that's what determines the nature, the inherent, because when we talk about its nature, we don't talk about what you happen to be able to use it for, or even what you happen to use it for, but we talk about its inherent purpose and function, because that's what determines what it is. Now, many, many times, if enough people, over enough period of time, use something a certain way, they can, by virtue of that usage, imbue the thing with that nature. And that's somewhat of a gray area, like, okay, does it happen in 10 years? People want to know, what happens in 2 years? What about 2 years and 6 months? What about 106 people? No, maybe you need 107 people. So there's no answer to these questions, so don't ask me. But sometimes they get that nature, but usually it's determined by the kavana of the person that made it, what it's made for. Okay, let's look at the Mishnah Brura. What some people make this, you know, a lining or a silver a Torah on the talis, that's not because the talis is primarily to cover the head with. They make it, as we had before, that it shouldn't be flipped around. The point is that it's not because the talus is for kisui rosh. That's, yeah, okay. Now, there is an interesting bir halacha, which I'll tell you to learn if you're so inclined. Where he does bring down the sheet of the Artzus Achayim, who was the Malbim, by the way. Artzus Achayim is this perish on Orachayim, written by the Malbim. And you know I love the Malbim. So, the Artzus Achayim says, no, if Miskasa Barosha Barubo, it should be Chayim and Sitzis. And he's Choyluk with the Beis Yosef, with the Shulchan Aruch, and he asks a lot of kashas and rayas, and it's an interesting Bir Halacha. He brings down the Grograda, and he goes through all of the kashas of Artzus Achayim, and he answers them, and he ultimately passes like the Mechaber. Very interesting, relatively simple Bir Halacha. Good night to learn. Expand your horizons, Rav Osler. What?